It is the Friday show. I've got Michael McCambridge and Stu right in front of me. A state visit from Michael McCambridge, a far better one, more tasteful. To come, we've got Flav Bateman. We've also got a number of other people as well. Flav will be talking about Tottenham in a minute or two, but also Steve James and Dom. I'll introduce them as we go. It's a bank of games. I'll go to you first, Stu. It's a bank of games bookended by two big ones. Let's be clear. It's every year there's a moment where you feel like the title race kicks off in earnest across a set of fixtures, and I think that's that this weekend. We knew Liverpool versus Arsenal was a big game because it was Liverpool versus Arsenal. What's different about this one is that when Arsenal and City kick off, they could well kick off with some real scoreboard pressure from Liverpool, which sort of shouldn't be the case five games in, but it will be if Liverpool have won.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, really. It's really come early. What are we on today, the 18th of September? We're talking about the potential of being, by the end of the weekend's action, 6 points clear of Arsenal if everything went the way we wanted it to, or 9 points potentially ahead of Man City. I mean, that really feels seismic for this time of the year. But, you know, there's a lot that has to happen between now and then for that to come off. Many a slip, twix a cup and a lip, as they say. But I think, you know, everything else in between feels a little bit like the lighter meat in the sandwich. You know, the start and the end of the weekend is what it's all about, and that's where my attentions will firmly be.
Liverpool have real pressure as well, Michael. You know, this is not as simple as, well, you know, Liverpool will just beat Everton. It's a different Everton, but also that's never the case. I think that the Merseyside derby is too often taken as what should be a straightforward win for the home team against the team that might come 14th. It's not that.
I always cringe when people think it's going to be a walkover. By the way, I do want to say, I think I would rather be 9 points clear of Man City than 6 points clear of Arsenal, given the choice. But yes, to your point, it is never cut and dried because it's a derby. And you have to say, it's been a good start to the season for the Ev.